essentially that they are, I think shutting down SBINet is too strong.
It's a little strong. Kind of reconfiguring it, rethinking it is probably the better way, because
this has been troubled from the start, right?
Troubled from the start. The idea of building a using technology to build on the southwest border to monitor the people coming, immigrants or people trying to get in illegally, was a tough place to start. And now, over the years, they just have not been as successful as they've hoped. Spent $1 billion, and now the decision comes down today, which we've been kind of waiting for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? And as Scott Carr was mentioning, the big changes to where they're going.
And essentially, I saw Senator Lieberman's statement on this. He said, essentially, we spent a lot of money. We haven't gotten enough return on that investment. So it's a good time to take a step back and, okay, is this where we want to be, how we want to be spending our money?
Now, a couple things that are interesting about the SBI, I think, gets a lot of flack for not producing.
Right.
And when you talk to Boeing, who's the contractor, and when you talk to DHS, for instance, Mark Borkowski, who's Customs and Border Protection, has been the project manager for the last, I don't know, 3-4 years,
right,
they'll tell you it's made a big difference. They'll tell you that the Border Patrol officers have better access to more information. Now, is it consistent? Are there problems? Absolutely. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. But it's not like they were 2003 when they got this started. 2005 when they got it started, 2006, I guess, when they awarded the contract. It's a lot different, a lot better, they'll tell you today, than it was then.
And they, and you go back and read the stories then, and they said at the time, DHS said at the time, this involves a lot of technology that isn't completely proven yet.
Correct.
We are on the cutting edge, and they went in with that acknowledgement. Now they're saying, okay, we tried that for a while. Now we're going to fall back a little bit and try things that are more proven.
And it's interesting because the government always gets kind of, this is a whole different topic, I guess, in some ways, but this is part of the problem the government faces.
Right.
Is they try something cutting edge, it doesn't succeed, even though it was cutting edge, and they get lambasted from Congress, from the public, from whomever. And that's a little unfair. Now, I think we could do a whole show on that issue.
Right.
But just looking at SBINet alone, they are going to use some of the technology. Some of the technology is proven, is successful, what they call the P-28 piece. They will use that where appropriate, where necessary, along the southern border, around the northern border. But they're also the success, for instance, in Iraq and Afghanistan with unmanned aerial vehicles.
And they're using a lot of that along the Mexican border.
And now they're going to use it in the northern border. And they're saying, wow, this shows us that this is not only a good technology, but it really can make a difference.